Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do. We do that every Monday and Wednesday, bringing you Dev's 10 positive news stories. On Fridays, we either have a great interview or we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. If you want to support the podcast, please hit that like button, share, and subscribe. It just helps us out so much. Gets us some more exposure so we can go up those little lists so more people can see it. More importantly, though, Tim, are you alive?
I am, man. I'm telling you, I'm doing so much better than I was a couple days ago. I'm over here with the flu. I've been in my house for about 3 days straight now. It's no bueno, but at the exact same time, I'm feeling good because I'm feeling better.
Tim's tougher than me because if I had the flu, I would be, you know, rolled up in a ball.
Oh, no, man. This is all today. Like, if you would have caught me 2 days ago, you guys would have been like, yo, we're going to have to take him to the hospital. There's no way he's living. It was bad, man.
Well, shout out to Edna for keeping Tim alive. That's the first positive news story.
Appreciate you, wifey. Oh, man.
Do you want to start? You want me to?
So we got five each, right?
Yep.
All right, sounds good. I'll go ahead and knock my first one out. So a Canadian couple who lost everything in a wildfire can now start rebuilding their lives after they won a $1 million lottery. And this is how they did it. So Bill Pendergrass, which I think is the dopest last name ever. I don't know where else I heard it, but I love it. Bill Pendergrass is 50. He was visiting his father, who was ill in Newfoundland. And I can't think to say this other word. Labrador. I guess those are cities in or maybe states in Canada. I have no idea. But basically earlier this month, he went to go visit him, and he stopped at this convenience store to go buy his dad a soda. And while he was there, he was like, you know what? I might as well buy this $3 lottery ticket. So he bought a 7-Up, a $3 lottery ticket, and the next morning he found out he was a new millionaire.
One of those things is better than the other.
Absolutely. It's dope, though, because, again, they just lost everything. Him and his wife, they lost everything in a wildfire. And now they can start putting pieces back together. And he said that he always wanted a Mustang, and now he'll finally have one. He's 100% sure of that.
That's for sure. He can definitely afford it now.
Absolutely.
Well, since you're talking about wildfires, I'll talk about wildlife. You remember the stories we did where it's like they put those animal overpasses where it was just, instead of like streets over the highways, it was just land for the animals?
Right.
When the Colorado 9, like their Highway 9, it's reduced wildlife crashes by almost 90%.
Wow, that's impressive.
So hopefully we see more of it in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be nice. Man, this is in Colorado. Is this like a test that they're doing for it?
Nah, I'm pretty sure they've done it other places too. It's always worked. So it's like we should do more of it.
I like how you said it always worked. So that's dope.
It's good for everybody. Like, I don't want to hit a wild animal driving on the highway at 60 miles an hour.
Never. I don't even like hitting bugs, man. It's annoying.
The animals don't want to get hit. And we get like larger life, more animals. I mean, yeah. Wins all around. We should do it more.
Absolutely, man. Well, since you're talking about wildlife, I'll go ahead and talk about wildlife as well. So a hug between a gorilla and a man who saved her life has been crowned the winner of Natural History Museum's Wildlife Photographer of the Year People's Choice Award. I know that was a lot, but this photo is pretty dope.
Okay.
So basically, Canadian photographer Joanne MacArthur took this photo in Cameroon as the rescued 6-year-old gorilla Pinkin was moved between animal sanctuaries. Pinkin was an orphan as a baby after poachers killed her mother. She was rescued by the charity group, and this photo was taken, and it's a beautiful picture. I'm actually going to share this article to the Facebook page because it had some other photos that were finalists, and they're actually really, really cool photos. I mean, there's polar bears, whales, a sloth, and these are all really, really, really cool photos. Hopefully everybody enjoys them as much as I did.
Nice, Tim. Nice. I'm looking forward to checking this out. Where are we checking it out at?
At the Positive Truth Facebook page, Positive Truth Podcast.
Go like that page too, please. We would appreciate it very much, trying to spread out this positivity. I also have, I feel like, a really good news story, knowing what's going on outside of the positive news world. I have some Kansas students. They're in elementary school, and they started what they're calling the Kindness Project, spreading kindness as little helpers and big heroes. What they said is, you know, Valentine's Day, they saw some violence on the TV and the internet, and they said, instead of us, you know, giving out Valentine's to each other, what can we do to try to show some change in the world? And so, basically, the class chose to give up their Valentine's Day party and instead donate to Wichita's Little Heroes, an organization who helps kids with life-threatening medical conditions. And they donated all of their Valentine's Day candy to it. And they created a to-do list, right? And it's called the, like, Little Helpers, Big Heroes. They got a whole website. This is crazy. These kids are like fifth grade. But their 100 acts of kindness are like, number one's hug someone, number two, smile at someone, and it just keeps going. It just keeps going, Tim.
That's dope. And how old are these kids?
They're in kids what? In elementary school, they're fifth graders.
Man, that is amazing. Another youth story. I'm loving it.
Absolutely. So shout out to these little helpers, big heroes. They're trying to do hashtag the roads to kindness.
Absolutely. Man, check this out. My next story is really, really cool to me because, you know, since the fact I'm about to be a father here in June, this story is about a father who, he's a single dad and he walked 11 miles to work every single day. So for the past 7 months, Trenton Lewis walked 11 miles to work to his 4 a.m. shift at UPS on time. He never missed a day and he was never late. So Lewis never told anyone that he didn't have a car. He's never been one for excuses. He said he has a lot of pride and he wanted to be with his daughter to be able to support her. He wanted to be a father. And he's like, my pride is strong. Whatever she needs, I'm supposed to be the person who's supposed to provide that for her. That being said, this man goes to work every single day at 4 a.m., makes it to work before 4 a.m. So, you know, he's waking up. You're talking about 11 miles. Whew. He's probably leaving his house at 2:30 a.m. every single day. This man, his coworkers found out what he was doing, and one man and his wife decided,
it's about time.
Right, for 7 months. So his wife, he was talking to his wife about it, and his wife was like, you know what, you should do something about it. So he asked his coworkers, and they ended up raising $2,000, and they ended up buying this man a 2006 Saturn Eon, and now he's able to get to work wherever he needs to go, help his daughter, take his daughter wherever she needs to go, any appointment she needs to miss, all because of how kind his coworkers were. To me, this is something awesome, especially if you have a job, those that are lucky to have a job and are old enough to have a job that are listening, if you work with somebody long enough, you become family, whether you like that person or not. And in order to make whatever business you're working at, you know, peak and do its best, you have to become that family. So when you see somebody in need, I know at my job, there's been plenty of times where we've helped out other coworkers. And to this extent, I think it's so dope and it's inspiring to help other people out there.
Tim, give us an example of it's your job helping out coworkers.
Like for an example, we had this woman that worked with her for about 2 years, and her husband recently just split up. He just bounced out and dipped. She has three kids. Rent was due. That was his responsibility to pay. She had like 4 days to pay it, and she worked the rest of the week every single day, even picked up a couple doubles, and she realized she was still going to be about $400 short on her bill. So what we decided to do is everybody pitched in a little bit that they made that day, gave it to her, and she had more than enough to pay her bills. I mean, small stuff like that goes a very long way. And at the end of the day, I know friends are very important to you, JP, and you become lifelong friends with these people.
That's a really good positive news story, Tim. I like that. Keep preaching this. We should do a whole episode on helping out people around us.
I'm with that.
We could do like personal examples, just like the positivity going around. Anyway, yeah, I like that story, Tim.
Absolutely. I like how we come up with all the ideas while we're recording.
then can't remember any of the ideas whenever we need them. Well, speaking of giving back, Americans basically give more in charitable donations than any other nation. So shout out to, if you live in the United States, good job.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's awesome. I want to say we have something to do with it, but we're probably such a small market, it doesn't even matter.
It always matters, Tim.
That's what I wanted to hear right there, JP. Well, I got two more stories. How many do you have left?
I have two more as well.
Awesome. I'll go ahead and knock both of mine out because we've been talking about this man quite a bit this year. He's actually the leading candidate for Positive Truth.
MVP?
The MVP right now. Most valuable positive person we know. So we're talking about Drake. Yes, we are. So my first story, dun, 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 is I know we've been talking about Drake because I know he, what did he do? He gave a student a $50,000 scholarship. And then he donated, what, $25,000 to a high school as well. Like, he's done all kind of other stuff. So, basically, Drake found out, and Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they teamed up to do this first one. So, they found out about this lady who, basically, she commutes 2 hours a day to and from work. And because of the high cost of rent in the city of Miami, people are having to move farther away from the city so they can actually live because they're not getting paid enough what they do. So, this lady, she's a maid, and again, she's traveling 2 hours a day just to work and not getting paid that much, so it's tough on her. So when Drake found this out, he first heard about her because she was interviewed by some magazine that was in Miami. He read about it and was like, you know what, I want to contact her and I want to take her on a shopping spree. So that's exactly what Drake and Antonio Brown did. Got a hold of her, surprised her, and took her to the mall for a shopping spree. And yeah, man, she enjoyed every little bit about it.
Nice. That's,
man, Drake is amazing, but that was only part one.
Oh, okay.
Part two, Drake walks into a Miami supermarket, has, what is it called? The, I don't want to say blowhorn, but you know what the police officers used to talk out of in the 90s? You know, Family Matters.
You mean with the teachers used to yell at us in the hallways during the fights and all the other stuff we used to do?
Dude, you remember Mr. Brown from middle school? He used to have one all the time.
You remember? Oh, we should stop. Let's just stop over our head.
It was about to get into a bad roasting session just then. I already know it was. All right. So let me go. So he's, you know, yelling into this. I don't know exactly what it's called. But anyways, he's yelling into it basically like, hey, I just want to tell you guys, I hope you guys are having a good day. And, you know, just being real positive. You could tell people really didn't know who he was too much because it was a lot of older Hispanic people. But then he announced, look, whatever you guys need, you go ahead and grab. I'm going to pay for everybody's groceries today. I just want you guys to have a blessed day. And yeah, whatever you need, make sure you grab it. So you had people in line, literally getting out of line to go back to get more stuff that they needed. And I thought that was super dope because to him, that was probably, you know, $10,000, $15,000 he spent right then and there. But in all reality, that's like saving somebody's, that's saving $200 in a household that could go a very long way. That $200 could go to buying their kids' shoes, clothes, all kind of stuff.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just thought it was super awesome, something we definitely should talk about because Drake is, he's the man right now. And there's a video to this one, so I'll definitely share that to the Facebook page so you can check it out.
Hey, I like it. I like it. Drake said, I'm coming for your chance.
True story.
Well, speaking of coming for you, I have a story about a man. His name's Keith. He is 79, and you know what he just accomplished?
What's that?
He just got his driver's license for the first time.
At 79 years old?
At 79.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
So his name's Keith Liberate. He's from West Yorkshire. Or is he Yorkshire? I'm not sure. Anyway. He had driving lessons as a young man, but he never got around to taking the test. And he was married to his wife, Anne Liberate. And it was just like, that was her job. She drove us around. Like, I went to work, I would just walk or bike, and then she did all the errands, so she had the driver's license, and she would just drive us around whenever we needed it. That was her job. Well, his wife had a stroke, so basically, he needed a way to get her to the doctor's appointment, so they were paying for the Lyft and the Uber, and he was like, well, why can't I learn how to drive? And so that's what he's doing. And now they said they're as happy as ever. He said, my wife drove me around for 40 years. He They said, I was just like, now that I get to like share in her experiences, we get to spend even more time together in these last few moments. It's been great for both of us. So I think it's awesome. Also, he's smiling in all his pictures in here, and I just think it's, you know, super positive.
Absolutely, man. I love that because I hate that quote, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this man's 79 years old and smiling like crazy, just now learning how to drive. I think that's dope.
Absolutely. Tim, did you do both your positive news stories?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, my last positive news story is about a man named Joe Berniski Jr. He is a bodyguard at the Bethlehem AME Church. Basically, it's a small town church. It's an African Methodist church, and he's a big white dude. When I say a big white dude, like, he's, you know, taking like 3 Taekwondo's lessons. He's like 6'6", 300 pounds. He's basically the bodyguard of the Reverend Charles E. Wilkins Sr.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I was sent here by God to protect Pastor Wilkins. But basically, the story that makes it so positive is how they all met. The Joe used to, he basically started showing up at the church's soup kitchen in 2009. And basically everyone noticed because he was so large. So they started walking up, talking to him. Everyone's all happy and positive. But the thing they didn't know about Joe was is that he had been a Klan member for his whole life.
Wow.
And so he had just stopped. He was like, I'm going to be out the Klan. But he had done all these bad things, went to jail. And he was just like, I'm never going to like minorities. He said he got caught early. It was clearly starts in the family. And so he just never liked, basically, minorities. So he walked into the soup kitchen because he had to. And everyone was super positive to him. And eventually changed his mind. He came out. The whole congregation still accepted him because he's been such a positive influence in the church. And he's turned his life around. Killing hatred with kindness, Tim.
Dude, you're absolutely right. Killing hatred with kindness. And that's exactly what we needed to hear right now because all the hate that's going on in the world, all the negativity. That's awesome, JP. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Sometimes when somebody doesn't like you, you just gotta smile. Just keep doing positive things. They'll come around.
Eventually, man. I'm completely with that. There's been plenty of times in my life where I had to fake the funk because...
of a nasty dunk?
Fake the funk of a nasty dunk, absolutely, man. No, I definitely had to fake it. You know, I had to fake being happy around certain people because of how they made me feel. But at the end of the day, if I didn't stay true to myself, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I'm a very happy individual. I feel like I'm doing a lot of positive things with my life. And that being said, it wouldn't be without killing hate with kindness.
Absolutely. So, everybody listening to these 10 positive news stories, go kill that hate with some kindness today. Tim, do you have a quote?
I do. I have a quote about adversity. So you should never view your challenges as a disadvantage. Instead, it's important for you to understand that your experience facing overcoming adversity is actually one of your biggest advantages. Michelle Obama.
Nice. Well, Tim, we appreciate you facing this adversity and not dying on the podcast today. Hopefully you get better soon.
Hopefully. No, I feel a lot better today. Thank you, JP. I appreciate that.
And until it's everyone else, we'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.